Welcome to the Juno RX Tracker podcast series. DSS is in the process of launching and developing Juno RX Tracker, which is a new e-prescribing solution that was designed by clinicians for clinicians for smarter, faster, and safer e-prescribing. It's also an EPCS certified solution that boosts patient safety through an automated electronic prescription process for all medications, including controlled substances. Thanks for joining us today.
No problem. Thanks, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, let's start at the top. If you don't mind, please give our listeners a high-level overview of e-prescribing.
Well, I think one thing that the listeners need to understand is that e-prescribing is not necessarily new. The idea of e-prescribing really started back in 2003 via some, again, I think government legislation, the Medicare Modernization Act, which incentivized but did not mandate that providers utilize e-prescribing for the treatment of their and care of their patients. But since that time, it has grown into being a very common method for providers to fulfill patient prescriptions. And there's a variety of reasons for that. We can talk about those in a little bit more detail as we move through this conversation. But today, e-prescribing is really the standard of care, right, in terms of providing prescriptions for patients. Now, you know, I think the listener needs to understand that not all healthcare providers are using e-prescribing, but a vast majority of the marketplace has now moved in that direction. And as you'll hear, I think as we move through this conversation, the remainder of those who do not use it have some substantial incentives to start using it by January of 2021. But with e-prescribing, providers, you know, are able to enter a prescription information into a computer or a mobile device, gathering information about the patient's prescriptions and history. And the order is electronically and securely transmitted to their pharmacy of choice via some special software. The reasons that the marketplace is moving in that direction primarily is because it enhances patient safety. It's more productive. It inherently makes the process more accountable, and it's more productive, for the healthcare provider. So there's some substantial benefits for all involved to utilize e-prescribing. It's taken off in the last, roughly 3 years, since roughly 2016 or so. You know, right now about 80% of prescriptions overall are handled electronically. You know, SureScripts, who is sort of a middleman prescription processing organization, does a national progress report. And their most recent statistics was about 1.5 billion prescriptions were processed in 2017. That's grown to about 1.8 billion in 2019. And that reflects, roughly 80% of all drug prescriptions. So, as I mentioned, the majority of the market is now moving to filling prescriptions in this method. But there are several catalysts to drive additional growth. In 2018, there were about 67,000 opioid addiction deaths, and so pretty staggering number. And there were 49,000 Medicare beneficiaries that were at risk for opioid addiction. And so there was a significant catalyst. And in 2018, there was some more legislation passed, the Support for Patients and Communities Act, that really tried to address this opioid epidemic. Prior to COVID, the opioid epidemic was the leading cause of death in the United States. And so it was a really significant issue. And the Support for Patients and Communities Act then mandated that by January of 2021, all e-prescribing of controlled substances, so Schedule 2 through 5 drugs, must be fulfilled by e-prescribing. And so that's also a major catalyst. And my own belief is, due to that mandate, not only controlled substances, but all prescriptions really are going to move in that direction. And, pretty soon, e-prescribing will just be the way things are done.
Yeah, that's great, Todd. Thanks for that comprehensive rundown there. And let's talk a little bit more about the role of e-prescribing and controlled substances, because you mentioned that in your first response there. And really, patient safety is paramount. But just tell us about how e-prescribing can really help in this safety measure when it comes to the prescribing of controlled substances.
Well, for those that are listening in, if you've received a written prescription from a physician, you probably have looked at it and said, what is that? Sometimes it's kind of difficult to read that handwriting. And so, you know, anything done manually has the potential for error. And so e-prescribing, you know, addresses many of the hotspots throughout the process where errors can occur. And so from a patient standpoint, e-prescribing also brings to the table the ability to look at medication histories for that particular patient. It also looks at drug-to-drug interactions and pulls that data in, as well as drug allergy information, and pulls that information into the process. And so that the care provider gets a much more comprehensive view of the patient and their drug medication history. And so by eliminating errors in the process, by adding accountability in terms of who is prescribing the medications and where the medications are actually being distributed from, as well as taking sort of the manual issues or the manual steps out of the process, it really leads to a much safer overall prescription process. And so that's good for patients. It's actually good for the healthcare providers. They can rest easy knowing that their activities are being documented and captured. And so they, you know, can have a higher degree of confidence that what they are, in fact, prescribing for the patient is, in fact, what is being given to the patient. All of those elements of safety are part of the e-prescribing process. In 2019, 13 states had enacted requirements for prescribing controlled substances. But with the Support for Patients and Communities Act, you know, obviously this now a federal legislation, you know, we really expect to see e-prescribing really becoming the national standard. Another factor driving the overall adoption is the, you know, Support for Patients and Communities Act. And so that is the major catalyst that is driving. I think it'll go from that 80% number that I mentioned earlier to really, you know, very close to, if not 100% of all prescriptions will be distributed via e-prescribing.
That's great. That's great. And let's talk a little bit more about this upcoming EPCS mandate and some of the deadlines. And you gave us a great rundown on it, but it's coming up on January 2021, which will be here sooner than we know. Time moves very quickly in this day and age. And what can providers do to be prepared to be compliant for this mandate?
Well, you know, that is the business that we're in, is to help them. And so, yes, it's coming very quickly for those that have not put a solution in place or for those that are unhappy with the solution that they currently have. You know, we at DSS have a what we call the Juno RX Tracker application and the process for certifying them and registering them. We have both the solution and the process to make it very easy for them to get enrolled and quick for them to get up and running on an e-prescription application. But, you know, January 1st, 2021, and that again is the mandate from the Support for Patients and Communities Act, but all, Schedule 2 through 5 electronic, you know, prescription of controlled substances must take place. And that is for, specifically, the legislation applies to Part D and Medicare Advantage prescription drug programs. So if you're on Medicare, obviously it is mandated. However, you know, because of the productivity and the things we talked about before in terms of patient safety and accountability, you know, I think it's going to be used for all prescription medications. I wouldn't be surprised to see third-party payers also have requirements that e-prescribing be used for all prescriptions written for their own covered patients as well. But, you know, there may be providers that are finding it a little bit challenging to comply with the law, but that's why we're here, right? We're here to help them. We can talk a little bit, about our product and our service, but we're here to help them and to make it as easy as possible. We understand this is not the only thing they deal with on a day in and day out basis. And, you know, our whole focus at DSS has been to give a solution that our customers can have a high degree of confidence in, is easy to use, and is easy to get set up on. So it is not, requiring them to take a significant amount of time out of their practice in order to get up and running on a e-prescribing solution.
That's great. Thanks, Todd. Let's talk a little bit more about Juno RX Tracker and tell us more about it. And I know you're targeting right now individual and smaller provider practices. So I'd love to hear more about Juno RX Tracker.
Sure. You know, what's unique about Juno RX Tracker is that I think first and foremost, It was designed by clinicians for clinicians. So the folks that designed Juno RX are actually users, right? They are in the business of providing care and having to prescribe medications. And so they, at a deep level, really understood what that means and the way the application needed to fit seamlessly within in their workflow to make it easy for them to use the application and realize those benefits we talked about earlier: safety, better patient outcomes, better accountability. But it offers a streamlined, I'll say faster, you know, a more intuitive workflow, both via a web-enabled solution and very shortly here, a mobile solution as well. And so no matter how that care provider interacts with their patients, they've got a solution that'll be very easy for them to use and streamlined and fit within their workflow. It is certified, you know, so it is EPCS certified. EPS, again, is electronic prescribing of controlled substances. It is an EPCS certified solution. And when you look at the technology and the features of Juno RX, you will see that we built in several features that really, you know, focus and boost that patient safety concern that all healthcare providers have. You know, DSS has been in business for the last three decades developing innovative healthcare technology solutions, primarily for the Department of Veteran Affairs, but also, you know, large integrated health systems. And so this was a natural fit for us. Our solutions have always focused on improving patient outcomes, improving productivity for the care provider, transforming workflows to enhance the ability for healthcare providers to deliver care. And so e-prescribing was a natural solution for us, and it's an arena that we feel very comfortable in. A lot of our staff were on the provider side of the equation, and so, you know, deeply understand the application and the environment in which the application is used. So, you know, Juno RX enables, you know, smarter, faster, safer workflow processes for prescribing prescription medications. Again, we draw in, you know, medication history into the application, and, you know, we transform it so that it is applicable and compatible with all of the electronic health record systems that are out there. And so no matter what a particular healthcare provider's IT environment is, you know, Juno RX Tracker can fit inside that environment seamlessly. And so, you know, medication history, all the drug-to-drug interaction information is brought in. The drug-to-allergy information is brought in. We do this via, you know, partnerships with companies like SureScripts, with like companies like First Data Bank that have this massive amount of information about the drug-to-drug interactions and the drug allergy information. We leverage all of that in the application to give the user the most comprehensive view of that patient so that they can have a high degree of confidence that what they are prescribing will be safe for the patient. And so those are a few of the key features, but, you know, easy to get up and running on, very, very comprehensively built by folks that very, you know, at a deep level really understand the application and the clinical environment in which that application is used. And so I think our users, you know, really feel comfortable, and we get very high customer satisfaction ratings on the application overall.
That's great. And Todd, appreciate that rundown there. For our last question, let's talk about the super easy setup, or, you know, the VIP concierge service, if you will, when it comes to implementing. Because a lot of these smaller practices, they don't have an IT person on staff, or they don't have the resources to necessarily deal with heavy IT integrations. So with that in mind, tell us more about the super easy setup that Juno RX Tracker offers.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a unique approach I think DSS has taken. You know, in business, many times it's the bigger customers that get the more personal care, you know, personal touch and personal interaction with the customers. But in fact, when you really look at it, it's the single physician practice, you know, two, three, four physician practices that need the most support. And so we took the approach of, hey, look, we want to make this really easy for our customer base to get up and running on. And we understand that they don't have the resources of maybe larger physician practices. And so we're going to provide them with that support. And so we have, you know, what we're calling a concierge service or a concierge-like service, where each customer will have a point of contact at DSS that will escort them through the process of completing the system setup, the subscription process, the system setup, and we don't require long-term commitments on the part of our customers. So if we don't do our job and they are not happy, they are free to pursue, you know, an alternative solution. And so that keeps the pressure on us to make sure that our customers are happy. And so we go the extra yard to make sure that their experience with DSS and Juno RX Tracker is a very positive one. And so we have, you know, in-house customer support. It's not a, you know, someone from another country or, you know, only limited hours. We have in-house friendly round-the-clock coverage based out of the U.S. And we think our customer base will appreciate that. As I said, they're the ones that really need to have the more personal support to get through the process and to get them up and running. And we believe that, you know, the marketplace will reward that over time. As we said, there's about 20% of the market or 20% of e-prescriptions that are not being done on an e-prescription application. So our focus is to let's help move that up to the 100%. And then if customers are unhappy with the solution that they do have, you know, we'd like them to take a look at DSS and Juno RX Tracker.